Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Hillel Yosef Pfeiffer. Maseches Nida is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'ilai Nishmas, Rabbi Eliyahu ben Harav Nota Getzel, Rochel Leia Bas Rav Yitzchak, and Chaya Gittel Bas Mordechai.
Rabbi Yisai, the December 15th Shas Illuminated Siyam HaShas in Lake Terrace Hall is getting closer. We are happy to announce to our dear listeners that many of the Magidei Shir will be coming in from all locations, including flying in from Eretz Yisrael. The Siyam will be a chance for you to greet them and express your Hakaras HaTov. To register for the Siyam HaShas and place a journal ad in their honor or in honor of the guest of honor, Rabbi Aaron Sorsher, or Mr. David Gerwitz accepting the Hachzakas HaTorah Award, please visit shasilluminated.org/siyam. That is shasilluminated.org/siyam. Or call 203-312-SHAS. That is 203-312-7427.
Nida Daf Yud Dalid. The Mishnah says, Derech Benoit Yisrael, Mishamshes b'shnei edim echad loy ve'echad lo. The derech of Bnei Yisrael is to be mishamish with two edim, one for him, one for her. V'hatznuos misaknei shlishi l'saken es habayis. Rashi says l'saken es habayis koloymar livdoik lifnei tashmish ulahachin atzma lebaylo. Says Rashi that hu adin al noshim have to do a bedika before tashmish, like the Mishnah says in the first parak on Daf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph, who b'shar shehi ayveres l'shamish es beisa. This that the Mishnah says tznuais is like the Gemara explains on Daf Yud Beis Amid Aleph, that tznuais age shabaydekes by lifnei tashmish zeh, ein baydekes by lifnei tashmish acher. That tznuais use a new aid before each tashmish, and they don't reuse the aid. So according to Rashi, we're talking about an Isha that's Asuka B'Tairis, which is what the Mishnah on Yud Aleph Amid Aleph is talking about, that Rashi quotes, as the Gemara explains on Yud Aleph Amid Beis. And even though the Mishnah on Yud Aleph Amid Aleph already said, Umshamesh Es Be'edim, which Rashi explained means that Afa Pishiyesh Loves, Trichol Deshamesh Be'edim, V'Livdoik Lifnei Tashmish U'Lachar Tashmish, and like the Mishnah says over there, U'Bashar Shehi Averes L'Shamesh Es Be'isa, but our Mishnah is being mechadish, first of all, that the Baal also needs to make a bedika lachar tashmish, which wasn't mentioned over there on Yud Aleph, and also that the tznuais use a new aid before each tashmish, and they don't reuse the aid. However, the Rambam in Perek Dalid, Mehilchasi Surei Bia, Halacha Yud Dalid, Tezvav, Tezayin, says that even a Isha that has a vest is mechuyev to make bedikas lebaila. Even if she's not asuka b'tairis, she has to make bedikas la'achar tashmish, her and her husband. And the tznuais ain't on misham shayis at sheyivtegu atzman tchila kaidim tashmish. The Rambam learns that the tznuais of our Mishnah is going on a Isha sheyesh lo vest, that even though the chiyuv Bedika lebaila is only la'achar tashmish for him and for her, but the tznuais add a new bedika lifnei tashmish. A isha she'ein lo vest, the Rambam shita is that she's mechuyev to make a bedika lebaila kaidim tashmish, and they both make a bedika la'achar tashmish. But a isha she'yesh lo vest, her and her husband are mechuyev to make a bedika la'achar tashmish, but kaidim tashmish, that's only the tznuais. How the Rambam learns the Gemara on Yud Beis Amid Aleph, which l'chayra is mashma like Rashi, by v'zehu eidon shel tznuais, take a look in the Ran at the end of the first parak, how the Rambam learned that Gemara. Now, the Gemara in Shavuos, Daf Yud Ches, is bothered with this that our Mishnah says, that nimtza al shaloi tamein v'chayovin karbin, nimtza al shaloi oisiyoim tamein v'chayovin v'karbin. Frek, the Gemara in Shavuos is bothered that why should there be a chi of karbin? L'chayra, they should have a din of anusim. Why do they have a din of a shoigeg? In order to be chayav a karbin chatas, has to be a shoigeg. Why do they have a din of a shoigeg? L'chayra, it's a nainis. The Gemara says in Shavuos that we're talking about where they were over on the din prisha samuch levest. The Gemara says on Daf Samuch Gimel Amid Beis that there's a din V'hizartem es b'nei Yisrael mitumasan mikan omer av yirmiyaz harle b'nei Yisrael sheyifrushu min sheisei en samuch levestan. V'kama omarava oina. That the oinas havest, it's usur to be mishamish im ishtoi. And we're talking in our Mishnah where they were mishamish in the oina samuch levest, they were over on the din prisha samuch levest, and that's why they have a din of a shoigeg. But eino chanami, if it wouldn't be Samach levesta navada, if an isha becomes a nida, they would b'shas tashmish avada, they would be potter from a carbon. They have a din of anusim. The Rambam brings down this halacha in Hilchish Gagas Parakei Halacha Vav. Habaal ishtoi shaloi b'shas vesta v'roa sodam b'shas hatashmish hare elu peturin mikarbon chatos b'pnei shezek ka'onus hu v'loi shoigeg. Shahashegeg hoyoloi livdoik uledakdek, viilu bodak yofe yofe vidikdoik, vidikdek vishailis loi hoyaboli de shkogo, ulafisha loi torach bedrisho vichakiro vacher kachyasa tzorch kapora, avulze maloi lasoi, sareta hoyra ois hoysa, vishaloi bishas vesto boal, einze ala oinis, ulafikach bainche nimsa dam aleit shalah, bainche nimsa aleit shaloi peturin, avulim ovaru boal leho samuch levest, Vidima, and he thought sheyivel v'yifresh kaidim shetira dam v'ra'asa b'shas atashmish chayavin b'karben shazu hishkaga lafikachim nimtza dam aleit shaloi shneim tamei mechayavin b'karben nimtza aleit shaloi im kimcha atzma miyad kishapirish abal v'loi shra'asa shneim tamei mechayavin b'karben. So the din of our Mishnah, says the Rambam, is when it's samach levest. Comes along the Kesef Mishnah over there and says that Umihu Efshur, that is considered an onus, that's dafka if she checked herself before Tashmish. But if she didn't check herself before Tashmish, then it's not considered an onus. Because since the Rambam holds that a woman that doesn't have a vest is Asura Lishamish Achetivdoik, Vafilu Yeshla Vest, Derachat Snuais Livdoik, so efshir sha'af bezuim loy bodka einay onus. Zok the Kesef Mishnah, that since the Rambam Shita is that even the Baila, when she's not asuka b'tayris, there's a din that a isha she'ein lo vest is mechuyiv to make a bedika before tashmish. And even a isha she'esh lo vest, you see that the tznuais, it's better to make a bedika lifnei tashmish. So therefore, if a woman didn't make a bedika before tashmish, even if she has a vest, Zok the Kesef Mishnah could be that she's not considered an onus, and therefore they would be chayav achatos. The Gemara in Shavuos means that even if she made a bedika lifnei tashmish, but if it's samuch levest, if it's the oina hasmucha levest, so then even if she made a bedika before tashmish, but they had no right being mishamesh in the oina that samuch levest, so if she became a nida mishas tashmish, they're still going to be mechuyev a carbon. The problem is, the Sidrei Taira is bothered in Siman Kuf Tzadi Sivkot and Samach Zayin, that if the Kesef Mishnah is right, then why did the Gemara in Shavuos need to be maimed the tzir of our Mishnah that says that you're chayev a carbon when it's the oina asmucha levest? Just say shaloi b'shas vesto, but she didn't make a bedika lifnei tashmish. Ayin shom how he's miyashiv this question. The Mishnah continues and says nimtza al shaloi la'achar zman. What if the dam was found on her aid la'achar zman, not immediately la'achar ve'ila, tamein misafik? Then they're tamei misafik upturin mina carbon. And they're potter from a carbon. The Achroinim, the Shev Shmaitza and Shmaitza Aleph, Perak Yud Beis, and the Chaviz Das, in Simen Kuf Pei Zayin, Sivkot and Aleph, and others are bothered that why, in this case, are they Tomei Misafik? Why don't we put her on her Cheskas Taira? Since she has a Cheskas Taira, if you have a Safik, you should put her on her Chazaka and Paskin with that Chazaka that she's Taira. The Pnei Aryeh answers that, according to what we just said from the Gemara in Shavuos, Daf Yud Ches, it's very geschmack. Because since our Mishnah is talking about where he was Baal Leha Samuch Levesta, so Kineged the Cheskas Tairo, we have a Chazaka of Eirach Bizmanai Ba. look like we're going to see in the sugyas on Daf Tezvav, Tezayin, there's a chazaka that Oirach Bizmanoi Ba, that the dam comes Bizmanoi. So Kenega, the chazaka, the Meikara, the Cheskas Taira that she has, you have a chazaka of Oirach Bizmanoi Ba, and therefore it's a Safik HaShakal. Next Inyan. The Mishnah says that Nimsal Shalom Oisyoim Temein Mechayovim Bekarbin, but Nimsal Shalom La'achar's Man Temein Misafik Upturin Menakarbin. Says Rashi, Oisyoim means Miyad La'achar Be'ilo. But La'achar's Man La'achar Oisyoim Temein Misafik Shnehem Shiva Yomim, they're both Tomei Misafik for 7 days. Umiyu Tomasafik Hu Litloi Savaloi Lisraif, but it's only a Tomasafik, we're only Taila the Truma, but we don't burn it. Frechter B'kiva Eger and Toysesh B'kiva Eger on the Mishnayis and the Chavis Das in Siman Kuf Tzadi, Sifkot and Chav, that how could you say that Tamei Misafik Shnehem Shiva Yomim? How could you say that both the Baal and the woman are Tamei Misafik for 7 days? Bishlam of the Baal, we understand why he's only Tamei Misafik, because it could be that the dam only came La'achar Tashmish, because she didn't check right away. But how could you say that the Isha's Tuma is only Misafik for Shiva Yomim? Her Tuma Zichara Vadai. She definitely found Dam. So she knows that she's a Nida. The husband doesn't know for sure that he's a Boyal Nida, because could be the Dam only came La'achar Tashmish. But Rashi says, Tamei Misafik Shneim Shiva Yomim. Comes along the Chavis Das and says a beautiful pshat in Rashi based on the Gemara on Daf Nun Zayin Amid Beis. The Gemara on Daf Nun Zayin Amid Beis tells us that Omar Shmuel Bodka Karka Olam V'yoshva Aleho Motza Dam Aleho Tahira. If a woman checked the ground and she sat on it and then she found dam on it, she's Tahira Shenemar Bivsara Ad Shetargish Bivsara. That since the pasuk says bifsara, so a woman is not tameya unless she has a hargasha. What exactly is a hargasha? We'll see more emirza shem in the shir on daf nun zayin. It's different shitas what a hargasha is. The Rambam says nizdazo gufa, her whole body shakes. The Trumas Hadeshin says that she feels psichas pia mekor, she feels the mekor opening up. The Noida Yehuda says that feeling a zivas davar lach in the Beis Hachitzain is also considered a hargasha. But in order for a woman to be tameya, she has to have a hargasha. And the Gemara over there asks many kashas on Shmuel. And one of the questions is from our Mishnah over here on Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara says over there, Toshma nimsal shaloi temein v'chayovin b'karbin, nimsal shaloi oisiyoim temein v'chayovin b'karbin, nimsal shaloi lacharzman temein misafik upturin minakarbin. Frek the Gemara, hey chidami, what's the case of our Mishnah? Idar gisha, if you're talking about that she had a hargosha b'shas tashmish, then la'achar zman amai p'turim in a carbon. Then why, if she only found the dam la'achar zman, are they potter from a carbon? But she had a hargasha, so she knows that the dam was there b'shas tashmish. Elo lav duloy argisha, rather, the case is that she had no hargasha b'shas tashmish, uketani nimsal shalo oisiyoim temein b'chayovim b'carbon, and yet the Mishnah still says that if she found the dam immediately, then they're temein b'chayovim b'carbon. Why are they chayav a carbon? She didn't have a hargasha. Shmuel says, in order for a woman to be temeya, she needs a hargasha. And for the Gemara, lo'aylam dargisha, really we're talking about that she had a hargasha. Ve'ema hargoshas shamish hava. But we can say that hargosha that she felt was a hargosha shamish. The Pashup Shat in the Gemara, the way it's Mashma and Rashi over there, is that we're talking about a case where she says, I had a hargosha b'shas tashmish. But we can say that she made a mistake, and really it was a hargosha shamish. Says the Chavis Das, Pshat in the Gemara. So what's the chilek between when she finds it oisyoim and when she finds it lachar zman? that if she finds it ois yoim, then tamein v'chayovim b'karben b'lachar's man, then they're only tamein misafik, they're peturin min karben. Zok t'chaviz das, zer gishmak. That the Rambam tells us in Perek Tes, halocha aleph mehilchus yisurei bia, that cheskas dam bo b'hargosha. There's a chazaka that dam usually comes with a hargosha. Usually a woman sees dam with a hargosha. The Tosfos Arosh on Nun Zayin Amud Bey says, roiv noshim einon royois elo b'hargosha. There's a roiv that most noshim only see with a hargosha. So, if she found the dam ois yoim immediately after bia, and she had a hargosha b'shas bia, we will be toile that the dam that she found immediately lachar bia came with a hargosha, because cheskas dam ba b'hargosha. However, if she only found it lachar zman, so then zok techaves da, since we have a chazaka d'meikara that says that the dam only came now, the Chazaka de Meikara says, assume that the dam came at the last moment possible. Therefore, we have a Chazaka keneged the other Chazaka. Mitzad Echad, we have a Cheskas Dam Ba Behargosha. So that should tell us probably the dam came Bishas Tashmish when she had that Hargosha. Mitzad Sheni, we have a Chazaka de Meikara that says, push off the Riya as much as you could and say that the Riya happened at the last possible moment. So we have a chazaka, keneged chazaka, so therefore it blives a suffix. Memela, coming back to our Rashi, it's very geshmak, but Rashi's saying that la'achar zman, la'achar ois yoim, tamein misafik shneim shiva yomim. Even the woman is only tamein misafik. Why? Because since there's no hargasha now all she did was a kinuach. Just like the Gemara says on Amud Beis, that Nimsal Shalah Ois Yoim is talking about a kinuach, where she didn't make a bedika, bifnim, bechurin uvistakin, she just made a kinuach mibachutz. So the Chaviz Das is naming on over here also, the kinuach la'achar's man just means a kinuach mibachutz. She didn't make a bedika bifnim, so there's no hargosha now. If there's no hargosha now, so then it's not a Tuma Dairaisa now, which would make a din of Sarfin. It's only a Madrega of Tuma Safik. That's what Rashi means. Avada, she has a Tuma Midrabana now, but that's a level of Tuma Safik. That's only a Madrega of Tuma Litloi Savoloi Lisraif. So since the Gemara says on Nun Zayin Amid Beis, in order to have a Tuma Dairaisa, the woman needs to have a Hargosha, and the only reason why she's Tomei, why they're Tamein v'chayovim b'karbin by Ois Yoim, is because we're talking about a case where she had a hargosha, and we say cheskas dam ba b'hargosha, so probably if she found the dam immediately lachar bia, we're going to be toile that hargosha that she had was taka hargoshas, the hargoshas dam, a hargoshas dam nidus, so therefore she's Tamei b'vadai. But once it's la'achar's man, so even though she had a hargosha, but it's possible that hargosha was just a hargosha shamish, and that dam really only came now, because we have a chazaka d'meikara saying that it came now. So although there's a cheskas dam bo b'hargosha saying that it came earlier, but keneged that we have a chazaka d'meikara saying that it came now, so therefore it blives a suffix if this dam is with a hargosha or not. So of course she's tamei at least midrabanan, because even if the dam came now without a hargosha, she's tamei. But that's only a madregas toma of litlois avoloi lisreif. The reason why it's important to speak out that over here it was only a kinuach lachar tashmish and not a bedika is because, as we will see in the hemshach of the shir, when a woman makes a bedika and finds dam on the aid, that could have a din of a hargosha. Since even if she didn't feel anything, but that could be that it's because the hargosha's aid confused her, and she didn't realize that she was having a hargosha. And therefore, when a woman makes the bedika, it could have a din of a hargosha. That's why it's important to speak out that over here, all she did was a kinuach mi bachutz, and she didn't do a bedika bifnim. It is kedai to point out that according to the Sidrei Taira, in Simon Kuf Tzadi, Sifkot and Tzadi Gimel, you cannot say this pshat of the Chavez Das in Rashi, because he learns up that according to Ravashi, on the top of Daf Nun Chesamad Aleph, there's no din, Lamaskona, according to Ravashi, of Hargosha. The din is just that a woman has to know for sure that the dam came from her. And when a woman finds a kesem, she doesn't know for sure that it's from her. It could be that it came, may Alma. But if a woman would know for sure that the dam came from her, then she would be tamei midai raisa even without a hargosha. And the Sidrei Taira learns up in different Rashis in Shas that Rashi holds aliba de emes, like that sad of Rav Ashi, that there is no condition that a woman needs a hargosha. Shmuel holds there's a tanai of hargosha. She has to actually feel it. Rav Ashi holds there's no tanai of hargosha. There's just a din midai raisa that she needs to know for sure that the dam came from her. And that's why a kesem is only tamei midrabanon. So according to that, if a woman makes a bedika, and or even a kinuach in our case, where she knows for sure that the dam came from her, then she's still going to be temeya midai raisa, even if she didn't have a hargosha. So then you can't say this pshat, that she's only tamei misafik, because there was no hargosha now, because you don't need a hargosha. She just needs to know that it came from her. The lechem is simla, in Simon Kuf Tzadi, in simla, Sivkot and Aleph, speaks out this point, and therefore he says that you have to learn like the pshat that the Mishnah Achrayna says in the Mishnah, that this that it says Tamein Misafik is only Agav. That Agav, that by the Tuma Vadois of the Resha it says Tamein. So here also it says Tamein Misafik on both of them. But really, the Tuma Safik is only going on the Baal. But the Isha's Tuma is Taka Avadai. Next Inyan. The Mishnah says that V'achar kach mitama me'es le'es. Once you're after the Zman of Achar Zman, after that, then she's mitame all the tyrus me'es le'es ve'eino mitama es boyalo. But she's not mitame her boyal. And the question is, why by Tumas me'es le'es is there taka din that she's not mitame her boyal? The Rashban Gimel Amud Beis says that it's because of Bittul Pirya V'Rivya. If he's going to become Tomei, if she's going to be Metamei him L'mafreya, so he'll be Pirish from her, there'll be a Bittul Pirya V'Rivya. The Zecher Yitzchak in Simon Nun Hei says a different pshat, a fascinating chiddush, that the Yisoid of Tumas Habal by Boyel Nida is Neivea Mitzad the Isser of being Baal Anida and not Mikoyach the Tumo Sheba. And since, if he lived with her when she was Tahira, and then she only became Tomei afterwards, you can't say that he was over on the Isser Nida. So you want to give him Tumah because this woman has, it were Metame her Me'es Le'es. So there's Tumas Nida here, but you can't say there was an Isser of Bayal Nida. The Yesoid Hatuma of Bayal Nida is not because the Nida is Temeya and he was Ba on the Isha Temeya. That's not the Pshat. The Pshat is because since there's an Isser to be Ba ala Nida, so because of the Isser Nida, that's why there's a Tumas Bayal Nida. The Ar Sameach in Hilchus Mishkav Umayshah of Perak Aleph Alocha Aleph also says the same Yesoid. And he says that Efsher she yisoidahu harchaka figeder leisser atzmai. It could be that it's a harchaka and a geder to for coming to the isser nida. The Torah made harchaka since he's going to become tamei with a tumah shiva. That's a harchaka from him to be coming to be over this isser nida. So since the Yisoid HaTumah of Bayal Nidos Mitzad the Isser Shabai, it doesn't pass by Me'es Leis because he wasn't over on any Isser. A fascinating Chiddush. And past this, we nem on that the Yisoid HaTumah is because since he was born on the Isha Tumeya, so Mela, he gets his Tumah from her. It has to do with the Tumah Shabbat. And he's saying, no, it doesn't have to do with the Tumah. It has to do with the Isser of Baal HaNidah. And with this, Yisoidar Sameach explains why a Baal Nidah is Tumay, but not a Nevelas to a Zav. If the Tumah comes from the fact that the Baal Nidah lived with an Isha Tumeya, so why a woman that's Nevelas to a Zav, doesn't she become Tumeya? But Lefiz, that's very good, because since there's no Isser for a Isha to live with a Zav, so therefore she doesn't become Tumeya. Next Inyan. Before moving on to the Gemara, it's important to know the following Hakdama. There's a famous Nidin in the Achronim, the Plesi declares this in Simon Kuf Pei Gimel, Sifkotan Aleph, the Sidre Taira in Simon Kuf Pei Gimel, Sifkotan Beis, and many Achronim talk about this. What's the halacha if a woman makes a bedika and she finds dam on the aid, but she didn't feel, she doesn't remember feeling any hargasha when she was making the bedika? Does that dam on the aid, does it have a halacha of seeing dam with a hargasha, which is tamei midairaisa, or does it just have a din of a kesem, which is only tamei midrabanan? What's the Shaila based on? It's based on how to understand a Gemara on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis. As we mentioned, Shmuel says that there's a Tnai of Hargosha. In order for a woman to be Tameya, she has to feel the Dam. And the Gemara and the Hava Mina understood that Shmuel means that without a Hargosha, she's not Tameya whatsoever. Even Midrabanon, the Gemara at the bottom of Nun Zayin Amud Beis, is Mechadish that, no, Maida Shmuel Shi Tamei Midrabanon. But at that point, when the Gemara thought that without a Hargosha, she's totally Tahira, the Gemara says like this, Toshma, Eid Shehoya Nosun Tachas Hakar. The Mishnah says on Nun Ches Amud Beis, that let's say a woman has an aid, she has the Bedika cloth that was placed under the pillow, v'nimtza alav dam, and she found dam on it, im ogol tahar. If she finds dam that's round, it's tahar. V'im mashuch tamei, but if she finds dam that's like a strip, that's tamei. Why? Because Rashi says that ogol ain't the dam bedika, that's not dam bedika, the derech kinuach liyais mashuch. So she made a bedika with this aid, and then she put it under her pillow. And afterwards she checks it. So if it's round, that doesn't look like dam kinuach, dam that could have come from the bedika, because the derech of dam kinuach is to be a strip. Since it's round, so it looks like it's from a macheles, a kina, a louse. And the Gemara asks, Heichi Dami, what's the case of the Mishnah? Id argisha, if you're talking about that she had a hargosha, Ogula Maitar, so even if it's round, why is it tahar? I don't care, it's a funny shape, but she had a hargasha, so she knows that the dam came from her. Ella lavdoloy argisha, ella mai, she didn't have a hargasha, uktani mashuch tame, and still it says that if she finds that it's mashuch, it's tame. I, Shmuel, said that without a hargasha, a woman is totally tahira. And for the Gemara, loy, la'ilam dargisha. The emor hargoshas aid havoi moshuch vadai migufa osa ogul tohar. So how do you understand the Gemara's teretz? The simple pshat in the Gemara, the way it's mashma in Rashi, is that lo'olam, we're talking about a case where she tells us, I felt something, I did have a hargosha. But the reason why ogul is tahar is because we say that she made a mistake and even though she thought that she had a hargosha, it was really the hargoshas aid that she was feeling, and that's why ogul is tahar. Meaning, mashuch is tame, because since mashuch is the right shape, it looks like it could have come from a bedika, and she did have a hargosha, so we're going to be taila that if it's mashuch, she taka had a hargosha, and the dam that she found on the aid is taka from that hargosha. But if it's ogul, it's the wrong shape, and we have an excuse to for and for why she thought she had hargosha, because she had an aid going in ba'isay makayim, so the aid could have mixed her up. So therefore, even though she says that she had a hargosha, she's still tahira by ogul since it's the wrong shape, and we're going to say that she really didn't have a hargosha's dam, and it's from a kina. So according to the way Rashi's learning the Gemara, we're talking about a case where she said that she had a hargosha. However, there's another way to learn the Gemara, like it's Mashman the Rashba in Mishmeres HaBayis, Bayis Zayin Shar Dalid, and also the Rambam in Perek Tes, Mehilchus Yisurei Bia Halacha Aleph, that Lo'olam, the cases where she says that she didn't have any Hargosha. But we say that Lo'olam, she really had a Hargosha. And just it's the Hargosha's aid that she was feeling, that because of that she didn't realize she had a Hargosha. And therefore, if it's mashuch and it's the right shape, we're going to say that even though she doesn't think that she had a hargosha, we're going to say that she really did. She just didn't realize it, and that's why mashuch is tameh, because it's the right shape. But if it's ogul, it's tar, because it's the wrong shape. And we'll say that it was taka hargosha's age. She taka didn't have a hargosha, and this is dam from a kina. So the nafkamina is, says the placey over there in Simon Kuf Pei Gimel, Sifkat and Aleph, the nafkamina is when a woman makes a bedika, and as far as she's concerned, she didn't have any hargosha, and she finds dam on the aid. Is she tameya midai raisa, or is she tameya midrabanan? According to Rashi's way of learning the Gemara, L'chayra, she's tahayra, because we have no mikar from the Gemara that we make up that the woman had a hargosha. The Gemara means that where she says that she had a hargosha, still, by ogol, it's tahar, because we can be makel because of the tzad hargosha's aid. But lo shamanu, that we will make up that a woman had a hargosha without her telling us. However, according to the Rashba and the Rambam, that there's a cheskas dam, baba hargosha, we assume that the dam came with hargosha, and just, she didn't realize it, so then, if she makes a bedikah, she's going to find dam, she's going to be tameya midai raisa. And, taka, there are poiskim, the mashal, in the Tshuvis Ma'arami Lublin, in Simon Bays, he taka paskins lahalacha, that if a woman makes a bedika and she finds dam, but she doesn't claim to have any hargosha, it's only going to have a din of a kesem, and she will only be tameya midrabanan. However, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav in Simen Kuf Pei Gimel, in Kuntres Achrein Sifkot and Beis Dira Maschel Vehine, and also in Shuvis Shev Yaakov Simen Lamed Vav, they both say that even if you learn the Gemara, like Rashi, that we're talking about a case where she says that she had a hargosha, and just ogul is tahar because we say that it was hargosha's aid, but Rashi would still be moida lehalacha, that once we see that the Gemara said this svara, that the woman can confuse a hargosha with a hargosha's aid, then the same thing would be true even if she didn't have a hargosha, that we would say that the hargosha's aid could have confused her and she'll be tame, even though she didn't say that she had a hargosha. Rashi is being mefarish the Gemara over there that la'olam dargisha, la'olam the case is where she had a hargosha, just we will say that the hargosha's aid confused her. That's as far as pshat and the Gemara is concerned. But once we see this yesod in the Gemara, that there could be a confusion between the hargosha seid and the hargosha, Rashi would be moida lahalacha that hu adin in a case where she didn't say that she had a hargosha, but she made a hargosha seid, but she had a hargosha seid. So we will say that maybe she really had a hargosha and just she didn't realize it. So it doesn't make a difference, says the Shulchan Aruch Harav, how you learn the Gemara. Either way, lahalacha, if a woman made a bedika, it has a din of a hargosha, like the Rambam says, cheskas dam ba b'hargosha, although the Rambam in Perakei Halacha Yud Zayin, in Hilchus Yisurei Biyos Mashma, that he learned the Gemara like Rashi, that the case is that she said that she had a hargosha, and still we're makel because we say that it could have been the hargosha's aid, still the Rambam says in Perak Tes Halacha Aleph, that when a woman makes a bedika, we assume that it came with hargosha, because cheskas dam ba b'hargosha. So you see that these two things are not a stira. You could learn the Gemara in a case where she says that she had a hargosha, but still, once we see the yesod from the Gemara, the same thing would be where she didn't feel anything, we will assume that she did, and just that the hargosha's aid was mata her, confused her. And it's kedai to speak out that this whole shmooze, whether or not a bedika constitutes a hargosha, that's all only nageya lefi, the Rambam Shita in Perek Tes Halacha Aleph, Mehilchasi Surei Biya, and the Rashba in Teres Habayis, Bayis Zayin Shar Dalet, and other Rishonim that hold lahalacha, there's a tanai of hargosha. But according to what we mentioned earlier in this year, that the Sidrei Taira in Siman Kuf Tzadi, Sivkot and Tzadi Gimel learns up in Shitas Rashi that Aliba de Maskona, Aliba de Ravashi on Nunchesam et Aleph, there is no Tanai of Argosha. There's just a din that we need to know Bevadai that the dam came from her. And the reason why a Kesem is only Tomei Midrabanon is because we don't know for sure that it came from her. So then when a woman makes a bedika where she knows for sure the dam came from her, it's irrelevant whether or not there was a hargosha. She's anyway going to be temeya midairaisa because she knows for sure the dam came from her. So lahalacha, we paskin that when a woman makes a bedika and she finds dam on the aid, even if she doesn't think that she had a hargosha, she's still going to be temeya midairaisa. So we will be learning the sugya, assuming like this hanacha, as we will see, it's mashma like this in different rashis in the sugya, and the ritva in the sugya. And now we're ready to start the Gemara. The Gemara asks, V'nechosh dilmo dam ma'achaylesu. Let's be choshesh that maybe it's dam ma'achaylesu. Sok rashi, ma'achayles kina, v'amay temein v'aday lisroif truma, ul hischayev b'karbin v'aday, Lehavi Suffolk litlois trumo lahavi asham talui v'loy chatos the dilma damachaylus who shahaya b'isay makim be'isha uchshebo al nidbak boy. Why does the Mishnah say that they're tamei in vaday to burn the truma to be chayav a carbon? It should just be a suffolk to be toiled the truma to bring an asham talui, not a chatos, because maybe it's damachaylus that was b'isay makim in the isha. And when he was boil, it got stuck to him. So it's meduyik in Rashi uchshebo al nidbak boy that the Gemara's kasha is on the case of nimtza al shaloi temein v'chayovin carbon. That why should they be chayav a carbon when it's nimtza al shaloi? Maybe there was a machoilis ba'isay makaim, and when he was boil, it got stuck to him. The Ramban says that although Rashi explains the Gemara's kasha on Nimsal Shaloi, but Hu Adin, the kasha is also by Nimsal Shaloi Ois Yoin. Now why should they be Tamei and Mechayov and Mekarbin? Maybe the dam that she found was from a Machayles, and therefore it should be a Suffolk. lefi what Rashi is saying, it's miyushiv Tosis kash and dibra maschel v'lechush, that Tosis is bothered. Why is the Gemara only asking this question over here? Why don't you ask on every bedika? Whenever a woman makes a bedika, why do we make her tamei if she finds dam? Maybe it's dam machayles. According to Rashi, it's not shver. And Tosis himself speaks this out in his first Mahalach, because maybe this, that, when a woman makes a bedika, she's tamei, dilma chumrahi. Maybe it's a chumrah. You're right. Maybe we're not sure, but we're machmir, and we say, maybe it's from her. But over here in our Mishnah, you see that by nimsa al shaloi, or nimsa al shaloi ois yoim, that it's a vadai that you bring a carbon. How could you bring a carbon? How can you bring a chatos? Maybe it's chulin ba'azara. You bring an osham toli. How could you bring a chatos? So you see that it's a vadai. In fact, the Gemara, why is it a vadai? Tosis brings b'shem Rabbeinu Chananel a different pshat than the Gemara, that the Gemara's question is taka only on nimtza al shaloi, when it's not nimtza al shaloi, where it's only nimtza al shaloi and it wasn't nimtza on her aid, so why are we metame them, since there's a haychacha that it didn't come from her? If it would have come from her, so how could it be that there's no dam on her aid? What, all the dam from her went on to him? So there's reason to believe that it's dam machayles, and that's why it was only nimtza al shaloi. The Nimukei HaGriv understands that Rabbeinu Chananel learned the Gemara's kasha differently than Rashi. Rabbeinu Chananel learned that the Gemara's kasha is that why should they be tamei at all? They should be completely tahar. So Rabbeinu Chananel is looking for a case that we have a haychacha to say that it's from the machailis. If it's nimtza al shaloi and not al shaloi, we have a haychacha that it's dam machailis. Because had it been from her, then why is there no dam on her aid? And therefore, the Gemara is asking that they should be totally tahar. The Beis Yosef in Siman Kuf Tzadi, Sif Lamed Gimel to Lamed Hey, and Dibra Maschel Bodka Atzma, is Medayik. Like this from the Rashba and Torah Sabayis by Zayin Shar Dalit, that the Gemara's kasha was that they should be totally tahar. Just that there is one nekuda that the Rashba is different than the Rach, that the Rach holds that only by nimtza al shaloi v'loy al shalo is the Gemara asking that should be considered a haychacha that is from a machailis. And from the Rashba it's mavur that whether it's nimtza al shaloi v'loy al shalo or al shalo v'loy al shaloi, in both cases it should be considered a haychacha that is from a machailis. Because if it, how's it just nimtza al shalo v'loy al shaloi? If the dam is from her, so, and he was boil her, so it should have come on to him also. So the Rashba holds that that's also considered a hechacha that is from a machailis. And Rabbeinu Chananel holds that no, kivan de shaychi ba'damim, v'dam nidos ishchiach, so that's not a hechacha that it's dam machailis. Because it could be that it's on her, because that's where the dam originates, but didn't get onto him. But how did it get onto him and not on her at all? If the dam came from her, it originated from her, so all the dam was niskaneach from her and got onto him. That Rabbeinu Chananel holds is a haychacha to push us to say that it's dam ma'achaylis. So according to Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rashba, it's not a kasha. Why are we mentame by al bedikis and over here we're asking v'nechosh dilma dam ma'achaylisu? Because by regular bedika we don't have a haychacha to say it's ma'achaylis. So vada, she's going to be Tameya. But over here, where we have a Hechacha, that it's a Dam Achayles, because it was Nimsa al-Shaloi, V'lay al-Shaloi, and possibly also by Nimsa al-Shaloi, V'lay al-Shaloi, that's why the Gemara is saying that we should assume it's Dam Achayles. On that, the Gemara answers, Om Rav Zeira, Yisei Makin Bodu Kuetzel Machayles, V'ika Dam Ridochu Kuetzel Machayles, and the Nafka Mina is, by Yishtakach Machayles Ritzufa, that according to the Lashon that says Baduku, we say that it came Me'alma, and according to the Lashon that says Dachuku, we say that the Shamish crushed it. Next Inyan. The Gemara says, Itmar bodka be'ed ha-bodukla v'tochsei b'yerecha. If she checked with an aid that was bodukla, she checked it before, made sure it's clean, before she used it, v'tochsei b'yerecha, and then she smeared it, she rubbed it against her thigh, ulamachar motza aleha dam, that's Rashi's girsa, and then the next day she found dam on herself, Omar Rav Tmeya Nida. Rav says that she's Tmeya Nida. Omar Le Rav Simi Barchia Vahachay Sheshes Amritlon. But you told us that she only has to be Chay Sheshes, but she's not Tmeya Nida, which is a Tum of Adois. Itmar Nami Omar Shmuel Tmeya Nida Vachain Mayrin Be Midrasha Tmeya Nida. Says Rashi, Ulamachar Motzo Leo Dam Alayerech Tmeya Nida Tum of Adois. She's Tmeya a Tum of Adois, a definite Tum. The kivan de ha'ed badukla shaloi haya boy dam kaidem bedika vaday migufa asoy al ha'ed. It definitely came from her body onto the aid. Umisham hutach miyarecha, and from the aid it got smeared onto her thigh. V'loy amrinon dilma me alma osal yarecha v'safik tumahi. And we don't say maybe the dam came from elsewhere onto her yarech, and therefore it should only be a safik tuma. No, we assume that the dam that's on her yerech came from the aid, and therefore it's a tumah vadois. Now, the taich of tumah vadois means l'umas what Rashi says at the bottom of the Amid in Rab Chiya Shita by Bodka Be'ed Sheinei Bodukla, that he says that it's his timei mishum kesem kloimar tumah safek v'toilin. Mishum kesem means that it's a tumah safek that we're toilin. Tmeya Nida means Tumah Vadois, that we're Soyrif the Truma. Now, Kipshuta, if you're Soyrif the Truma, that means it's a Tumah Dairaisa. By Kesem, which is only a Tumah Drabonon, we're not Soyrif the Truma. Tumah Vadois means that we're Soyrif the Truma. Kipshuta, that means it's a Dairaisa. So that fits very good with what we said before, that when a woman makes a Bedika, it has a din of a Tumah Dairaisa, because we assume that there was a Hargasha. Otherwise, where's the Dairais over here? Where's the Hargasha? But if you read Rashi carefully, Rashi says, Tmeya Nida Tumah Vadois, Dekivan de Ha'ed Bodukla, Shalai Hoya Bay Dam Kaidem Bedika, Vadai Migufa Asoy Al Ha'ed, Umisham Hutach B'Yerecha. There's no mention in Rashi when he's explaining why it's a Tumah Dairaisa. Rashi doesn't say a word about Hargasha. Rashi just says that since the aid was checked by her before, that it had no dam before Bedika, so definitely this dam came on the aid from her body. That fits very good with what we mentioned earlier in the shir, that Rashi Lishitasai holds on Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph, the way the Sidrei Taira explains in Simakuf Tzadi Sifkat and Tzadi Gimel in Rashi Shita, that according to Rav Ashi Lamaskana, there is no din of Hargasha. The din is just that the woman has to know bevadai that the dam came from her. If there's a suffix, if the dam came from her, on that, there's a din by dam nida, similar to what the Gemara says in Kiddushin, mamzer vadai v'loy mamzer suffix. So, by dam nida, the reason why she needs Hargasha is not because there's a tnai of Hargasha, be'etzem. It's just that Hargasha is a way that she knows for sure that the dam came from her. But Lu Yitzur, she would know that the dam came from her in a different way. L'mashal, she made a bedika. Even if there's no Hargasha, but the fact alone that she knows bevadei that the dam came from her, so that itself is a siba to make her tameh. That's why Rashi Lishitase over here, when he's explaining why it's a tumah vadoi, it's a tumah dairaisa, doesn't need to mention Hargasha. He just says that it definitely came from her body onto the aid. Now, why do we say that it's a tumah vadoi when we find the dam al yarecha? Why don't we say that maybe it came me alma? How do you know for sure it came from the aid? Maybe it came me alma. So, Kipshutai, the Pshat is, like Rashi says in the second to bottom line, when he's explaining the next Gemara by Bodka Be'et She'enei Bodukla, that the Gemara has it sad, to be Mitami Mishum Nido, Zak Rashi, Mishum Nido, Tumav Adois, Tekivon de Cheskas Domim Shom. Rashi says a yisoid that cheskas damim sham. There's a chazaka that there's dam over there. So when we have a choice, should we say that the dam on the yerech came from the aid, or should we say it came mei alma? Since the aid was used to be baidik baisei makim, and that's a makim or cheskas damim sham, so we're going to assume that the dam that came onto her yerech is probably from the aid where there's a geshmaka pshat, how the dam got here. Because cheskas damim sham, rather than saying, well, maybe the dam came mei alma. It's like a gather of ain't sofik meitzi midei vadai. You have a vadai hesber in where the dam came onto her yerech from, with a sofik mei alma, ain't sofik meitzi midei vadai, so we nemon that it came from the aid. The question is, Tosis is bothered, according to Rashi's girsa, that ulumachar matza aleha dam, she found dam on herself. So Tosis is bothered, why don't we just check the aid? Let's see what's, if the aid has dam. If the aid has no dam, then you know for sure that the dam on her yerech couldn't have come from the aid. It must have come mei alma. If it would have come from the aid, then something should be left on the aid. And if there is dam on the aid, then it's irrelevant where the dam on her yerech came from. Anyway, there's dam on the aid, so she's anyway tamei anida. So what's a negeya, the whole shayla of the Gemara? So Tosfos says two terutzim bedas Rashi. The first terutz is that we're talking about a case where the aid got lost. The second terutz is that la'olam, the aid is here, but maybe the dam on the aid came from the dam that was on her yerech, since it was only found on the aid in the place that it touched the yerech. Tosfos says that the fact that there's dam on the aid is not a raya that the dam on the yerech came from the aid. Maybe farkert. Maybe the dam came onto her yerech mei alma, and when the aid rubbed against her yerech, the dam on the yerech came onto the aid. And Tosfos adds a knech that we're talking about a case where it was only nimtza al ha'aid in the place that it touched the yerech. It means Tosfos is not nicha to say this dam azay. It's only with this haychacha that it was only nimtza on the aid in the place that the aid touched the yerech. The other places of the aid are clean, and the aid only has the dam in the place where the aid touched the yerech. So there's reason to declare that maybe the dam came from the yerech onto the aid. So those are the two tzadim. Do we say that the dam came from the aid onto the yerech? Or do we say that it came from the yerech onto the aid? And on that, Rav is machriya that we nem on that it came from the aid onto the yerech. Like the svara we said before, kibon de cheskas damim sham. Now, Tosfos is bothered, but still, why shouldn't we be chayshish that maybe it's dam from a machailis? You see that the Gemara asked, v'nechush dumo dam machailis hu, on the Mishnah, and the whole answer of the Gemara was only because oisei makim baduk, or dachok etzel machailis, but on the yerech, where it's not oisei makim, so let's be chayshish for machailis. And just like it says in the next Gemara, by Bodka be'eit she'enoi bodokla, v'inichasei be'kufso l'machar matzah olav dam, she checked with an aid that was not bodokla. She put it in a box, and then she finds dam on it the next day. It's mevur in the next Gemara, the Rebbe is mitami mishum nida tuma v'adois, however, that's only if there's a gris v'oid. But less than a gris v'oid, we're taka chayshish from achayles. So why over here, by bodka beida bodukla v'tochse b'yurecha, why shouldn't we be chayshish for machailis? So Tosfos says, einachanami, we're talking over here also where there's a gris v'oid, where there's no chashash ma'achailis. The Rashba also says the same thing, that if it's ogul and it's less than a gris v'oid, we're talking toilin ma'achailis. The Beis Yosef in Simon Kuf Tzadi, Sif Lamed Gimel through Lamed Hey, Dibra Maschul Mikol Makaim, is bothered that What's talking the pshat over here that we're toilin a machailas bishlama when it comes to ksamim in Parakaraya Kesem? We know there's such a thing as being toilin a machailas. But over there, that's because we're dealing with an iser drabanon of ksamim. And Chazal were not geyser tumas ksamim when you have a tliya in a davar acher. However, over here, we're dealing with an issue of a deraisa. Over here, we're talking about where she made a bedika. And as we said, when there's a bedika, we're dealing with a tzad hargasha, we're dealing with a deraisa. So, mehecha teisi to be toile in a machailas. Zokta Beis Yosef Ayisayd, that v'ata mevur dekivan shaloi hirgisha raglayim ledavar shaloi ba migufa. Ulefikach toilin b'masha efshar litlois hilkach paches mikigris va'oy talinon b'dam ma'achayles kol shetachsei b'yerecha. Zokt Beis Yosef HaYisoy, that although, as we said, when a woman makes a bedika, even though she didn't have a hargasha, but we say that since cheskas dam shabob hargasha, we're going to nem on that she really had a hargasha, just that the Hargosha's aid confused her, but that's only where you have nothing else to be toilet the dam in. But if you have something to be toilet the dam in, since we have a kasha, how come she didn't feel it? How come she didn't feel it? So if we have something else to be toilet in, like over here, we could say that there was dam achilas, she was tachse b'yarecha, and it's dam achilas, so then we would rather be toilet in that. And therefore, even though we're dealing with an issue of a possibility of a deraisa, but since there's a raglayim ledavar, that it didn't come from her guf, since she wasn't margish, so we're taka going to be toila in a machailas. Tosfos continues and brings the girsa of the rach, that instead of being geiris, bodko beida bodukla v'tochsei b'yerecho l'machar motza aleha dam, like Rashi, the rach is geiris l'machar motza alav dam, and it's going on the aid, that she found dam on the aid. She didn't find any dam on her. And it's meduyik in Taisus that according to Rabbeinu Chananel, Yutaka wouldn't need a grisva aid. Why taka not? The Ramban says, because according to Rabbeinu Chananel, we're talking about that it was only Nimtza on the aid and not on her. So we have a raglaim ledavar that the dam came from her and not from a machailas. Because if it would have come from a machailas that was on her yerech, then why wouldn't there be any dam left on her yerech? How come there's only dam Nimtza on the aid and not on the yerech? So therefore, even if you don't have a gris va'oid, it's going to be tame. Lefizeh, it could be there's no machloikis lehalacha between Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel, just mar omar chodo, v'loi pligi. Rashi's talking about a case where the dam was nimtza on her and on the aid. Memela, if there's less than a gris va'oid, let's be toilin or machailis. As the Beis Yosef explained, there's a raglayim ledavar. How come she wasn't margish? However, Rabbeinu Chananel is talking about a case where the dam is only nimtza on the aid and not on the yerech. So we have a raglayim ledavar to say that it came from her and not from a machailas. Otherwise, there should have been something left on her. However, if you look in the Rashba in the Teres HaBayis, in Bayis Zayin Shar Dalid, he brings Rashi Shita that the case was that it was Nimsa on the Yerech and on the Eid. And he says that according to Rashi, it has to be that it's more than a Gris V'Oid in order to be Tameya. Otherwise, if it's less than a Gris V'Oid, we're going to be Toilin Amachailas. But then he says that the Rambam Shita in Perk Dalid, Mehilchas Yisurei Bi Alach and Yotes, is that Afilu B'Pachis Mika Gris Tameya, that the Rambam Shita is that even if there's less than a gris va'oid, she's still tameya since she made a bedika with it because it's raglaim ledover. So it's mashma that he's not changing the case. He's still sticking to the case of Rashi. It was in Nimtza aleha ve'al ha'aid, And still he's saying that the Rambam holds that you don't need a gris va'oid. And the Hesber that the Rashba says is that in the Rambam is hoyulu badka by the raglaim ledavar. The Shaila is, what does he mean? In the Sefer Rishima Shiurim in Simon Chav Ches Aisvav, I saw a svara that since the aid was in a makim that's shaycha ushchicha dam, which is the price dar, so we should be toiling more that the dam came from Isai Makim and not in something else, which is only begeder a mikra. She did a bedika in a place where dam is shchicha. Cheskas damim sham, Rashi said. So we have a klara pshat, a klara place where we could be toila that the dam came from. Dam machoilis is more like a mikra. If we have a raglaim ledavar, we have a bedika, which makes a raglaim ledavar that the dam came from the makim habedika, from Isai makim, which there's cheskas damim sham, we're going to faster be toila in that than in a machoilis, which is just together a mikra. So we're saying that in Taisvis, in the Ramban, it's possible that there's no machloikis going on between Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel. It's just that Rashi's talking about a case where the dam was nimsa al yirecha ve'al ho'ed, and the Rabbeinu Chananel is talking about a case where it's nimsa al ho'ed alone. But in the Rashba, you see clearly that there are two shitas. Even by nimsa aleha ve'al ho'ed, still, there's a shita that argues on Rashi and holds that even by paches mikagris va'oid is temeya. And in halacha, in Shulchan Aruch, there's clearly two shitas when it's paches mikagris va'oid. The first shita, the shita of the Rashba, is that it's tahira when it's ogul and it's less than a gris va'oid. And the yesh aimer, which is the shita of the Rambam, is that even when it's ogul, it's tamei b'chol shehu. Next inyan. The Gemara goes weiter and says, itmar bodko b'eid she'enoi bodok lovi, nichasoi b'kufso l'machar motso lov dam, om rav yosef kol yomav shal rav chia timei ulesik nosei tiher. And the Gemara declares, what does it mean? Does it mean kol yomav timei mishum nido ulesik nosei tiher mishum nido v'timei mishum kesem? Oy dilma kol yomav timei mishum kesem ulesik nosei tiher mivoloi klum. Rashi's masber that mishum nida means a tum of adois. The kivon the cheskas damim sham loy mesafkina b'mekami hachi. Since there's a cheskas damim, we're not mesupik that maybe the dam was there from before. And mishum kesa means kolaymar tumas safik v'toylin. Rashi's clearly saying when he says tumas safik v'toylin, he means that we don't mean over here literally what kesem usually means. Kesem usually is a Toma Drabonon. Over here, the Shaila is a Shaila of a Dairaisa, because she made a Bedika, and a Bedika, as we said, that's a question of a Hargasha. Nor the Shaila is that since it's a Echein Ibadukla, maybe the Dam was already here from before. So the Tutzdadim are, was the Dam here from before? Was it Dam Tzipar? Or something else that could have gotten on the aid from before, or do you say it came from the Bedika? Dr. Ashi, so Mishum Kesem over here doesn't mean Kesem, what it usually means. It means similar to Kesem, Koloimar Tumas Safik V'Toylin. It's similar to Kesem, that just like Kesem is a Tumad Rabbanon that's only Toylin, we're not Seirif the Truma, over here also it's a Tumas Safik, but it's a Safik Dairaisa. And Azayiz Mevur in the Ritva, that the Ritva says, Perish lav dafka kesem shaharei ein kan makim lekesem klal elo oyu damei hamikar oydam tzipar vekayotze by shenidbach by mi makim achan lefishenei baduk elo din kesem kaamar kolaymar shehu tumas safik. Lefiz there will come out a nafkamina ledina that even though a kesem is not tamei when it's nimsan a davar shenei mekabel tuma, but over here even if this would be Nimsan, Adavar Sheinu Mekabel Tumah, since we're dealing with a Safik Dairaisa, it would be Tomei, and this halacha is Mavur in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, in Siman Kuf Tzadi, Sifkot and Ayin. Now, the bottom Tosis on Yudalot Amud Aleph speaks out that even Reb Chiya, that holds when it comes to Bodka Be'et She'enoi Baduklo, that she's only Tomei Mishum Kesem, but even he's Maida, in the previous case, by Bodka Be'et Baduklo, V'tochsei Be'erecha, that she is Tomei Onida. And the question is, what's the Hezber to differentiate between if she checked with the Eda Boduklo and then she smeared it on her Yerech, that over there we hold Tomei Onida, and yet when she's Bodka Be'et She'enoi Boduklo, which Tosfos says at the top of Yudalit Amud Beis, what does Eid She'enoi Boduklo mean? That she knows that it was clean a day or two ago, and now B'Shas Bediko, she took it from a Mokim HaMutzna, but she didn't check it before she did her Bediko. And on that we're saying that according to Rab Chia, she's only going to be Tamei Mishum Kesem. The Shaila is, L'chaira, we would think there's even more chance by Tochsei B'Yerecha that the Dam came from another source than if it's an Eid She'enoi Baduklo, which she knows was clean a day or two ago, she puts it in a Mokai Mutzna, she just didn't check it before she did the Bedika. We would think that that's even more baduk than Eid HaBaduklo, where she actually smeared it onto her Yerech. So what's the Svara L'chalik that we see from the Rishonim that it makes more that the Halacha, we're more machmer by Eid HaBaduklo, that she's Tochsei B'Yerecha, that she's Tamei Onida V'Adois, more than Bodka B'Eid She'enoi Baduklo. So the Ritva says that Lemaila Amru Bebe Midrasha Temeya Vadai Memteshit Sad Hagreyus Oshaboy Chomer Yoiser Vekula de Chashash Yerecha Einoi Kolkach. The Tzad Hagreyus to be Metame is more Chomer, and the Kula of Chashash Yerecha is not so strong. Mashain Kain Bozed, the Kibon Shain Hoed Boduk, Harehadovar Yoiser Becheskas Heter. Ki einoi moil kol kach an goas ha'eid shebo achar kach v'zeh bar. The Ritva is mechalik between the case where the aid was baduk from before and the suffix only came afterwards, whereas where the aid was einoi baduk, the matter was more becheskas heter, and the han goas ha'eid that touched oisei mokim afterwards doesn't help so much. What's the beer in the Ritva, says the Rishima Shiurim in Simon Chav Tes, Ois Gimel, that we're machmer to be choishish by a eight baduk is because there's a cheskas domim shom. There's a cheskas domim that comes through bedika. And through that we're machzik that any dam that will be on the aid after the bedika, mistama, the dam came from Oisai Makim. And it's not misoirer by us fakis that maybe the other dam came through a mikra mechudish noisif. That there's no koyach with that chashash that she was tochsei b'yerecha to be mitzi from the stoma that was huchzak to us on the aid that the dam came from the domim hamuchzakim b'mekayer through the oifin haposhut of bedika. Mashenkin by a eid she'enoi baduk. We already had Sfeikis before the Bedika that the dam came me'alma. Before this Chazaka came to be maimid the stoma that the dam came from the Mekar. So on that we're saying that the Bedika cannot be misalik a previous Sufik that was already huchzak to us before. Before the Bedika came on the scene, we already had Sfeikis. The Bedika is not soiser that chashash that was already there on the aid. It's just a stoma that ba'ifin tivi, it's olul that the Bedika, that through the Bedika the dam came onto the aid. But that svara doesn't help except mikanu lahaba. But what was already nistapik lefanenu meikara does not get clarified through that Bedika. When the first thing was the bedika and the stoma is that there's cheskas domim sham, so we assume that the dam is there from the bedika. Now, afterwards, there's a mikra of a tachsei b'yarecha. That's not going to be moitzi from the stoma that was already huchsak to us, that the dam came from the mikar. Whereas, if there was already chal sveikis on the aid, that maybe the dam came me'alma, because it was an aid she'enoi badukla, so the fact that she made a bedika afterwards does not take away from those sveikis that were already here. Next inyan. The Gemara says on your Dalet Amud Beis that the machloikis by aid she'enoi badukla between Rebbe and Rabbi Yossi, that Rebbe is metami mishumnida and Rabbi Yossi is metaher, that's tolui in the machloikis between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi by ha'isha shahoisa oisa tzrocheha. Rabbi Yossi l'shitasai is metaher by a woman that was oisa tzrocheha when she's a medes. He says that she's tahira. L'shitasai, he's metaher by aid she'enai badukla. And Rabbi Meir, that's metame by a woman that's oisa tzrocheha by a medes, is stims with the shita of Rebbe by eid she'enai badukla, that is metame mishum nida. And the question is, what exactly is the tliya of these two machloiksim? Bishlam and Rav Meir, Rashi explains the tliya that Rav Meir says a medes is tameya because we say that since she was holding herself in, so hoder meira glaim lemekar va'aisi dam, so even though Be'etzem you can declare that maybe the dam came from the Mokeh Meir Aglayim, she has a mak on the Mokeh Meir Aglayim, but since there's a Raglayim Ledavar from the fact that it's Dochik Lo Alma that she held herself in, and there's a Cheskas Domim Min HaMekar, so we would rather assume that the dam came from the Mekar rather than saying that it came from a Makah, because there's Cheskas Domim Sham. So too over here, by Eid She'enai Badukla, we would rather be toile that it came from the Bedika than to start clearing that maybe it was there from before, since Cheskas Domim Shah. But what's the Tli on Rabbi Yossi? The reason why Rabbi Yossi is Metair over there is because he's not Choshesh for Hodor Mei Raglaim Limekar. The Ran says on Nuntesimut Beis that it's a Miut to say Hodor Mei Raglaim Limekar. So therefore he assumes that it's probably Damaka that came with the Mei Raglaim. But what does that have to do with Eid She'enai Badukla? Why can't he be Moide to Rebbe when it comes to Eid She'enai Badukla? Since Cheskas Domim Sham, so we'll assume that it came from the Bedika. What's the Tliya in Rabbi Yossi Shita between these two in Yonim? So the Sidrei Taira in Simon Kuf Tzadi, Sivkotin Samach Dalid, explains that in both cases, Sai by Ha'isha Shehoisa Isa Tzrocheha, and Sai by Eid She'enai Badukla, the two Tzadim in both cases are not Shchiach. To say Hodo Meraglaim Lumikar is not Shchiach. To say that there's a Dam Maka in the Mokai Meraglaim, that she punkt has a maka in the Mokai Meraglaim, is also not Shchiach. Over here also the two Tzadim are not Shchiach. To say that it came from the Bedika, we have the Svar of the Beis Yosef that we mentioned. How come she wasn't Margish? How come she didn't have a Hargasha? She should have felt it. And to say that the Dam was there from before is also Shverlach, because it was Becheskas Noki. Taitsu says that it was she checked it a day or two ago. It was clean. She put it in a Mokeh Mamutzna. And now she just didn't check it before. It's still unlikely. It's still not Shchiach that the Dam was there from before. So in both cases, both Stadim have something Lo Shchiach about them. So that the Machloikis Rav Meir and Rav Yossi is that Rav Meir holds when you have two Stadim Lefaneinu that are not Shchiach, we say since Cheskas Domim Sham, Cheskas Domim are from the Mekar, so we're going to assume that the Dam that's here Lefaneinu came from the Mekar. Whereas Rabbi Yossi holds when you have two Tzadim that are Lefaneinu, that are not Shchiach, we're going to put her on her Cheskas Taira, and we're going to say that she is Tahar.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maror Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com. Shasilluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Hillel Yosef Pfeiffer. Maseches Nida is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'ilai Nishmas, Rav Eliyahu ben Harav Nota Getzel, Rochel Leah Bas Rav Yitzchak, and Chaya Gittel Bas Mordechai. This shiur is part 2 of a 2-part series.
This shiur will be a hashlama to some of the inyanim that we didn't get to on Daf Yudalit. The Gemara at the top of Yudalit Amar Aleph brings that Rabbi Shua ben Levi layit aman degoni aparkid. Rabbi Shua ben Levi cursed someone that slept aparkid. Rashi says aparkid ponov lemaila, his face is facing upwards. Ugnushu shepa'amim sheyiskasha aver teich shinasai viyiskale. Toisri says that b'shem the Rashbam, v'Rashbam pirush shebegadav noiflin al amasoy umischamim, v'oid shomati kesheshoichev aparkid mischamim hashedra umachmazeh yiskasha ha'ever v'yavoy lidei keri gilyan. So, according to Rashi and Toisri, aparkid means that he's lying on his back. However, Rabbeinu Chananel in Brachas Yud Gimel Amud Beis brings Yesh Mefarshim, and also Tosis over here brings from the Aruch that aparkid means lying on the stomach. And Rabbeinu Chananel explains the problem Mishum Da Osi L'Achmume. So we have a Machlekes Rishonim, is aparkid on the back or on the stomach? The Rambam in Hilchas Yisurei Bia Perek Chof Aleph Halacha Yud Tes only mentions the problem of not sleeping on one's back, like Rashi and Tosis. He doesn't say anything about lying on the stomach. However, in Hilchos Deis, Perek Dalet Halacha Hey, the Rambam mentions both ways, that a person should not sleep on his back or on his stomach, and also in Hilchos Kriyashma, Ligabi the Halacha, that Prakton, Layikra Kriyashma, that our Gemara brings B'Shem Rav Yosef, the Rambam brings in Perek Beis, Halacha Beis, Mehilchas Kriyashma, that it means both ways. Also, the Mechaber in Evan Ho'ezer, Simen Chav Gimel, Sif Gimel, only mentions the Isser of not to lie on one's back. However, in Hilchas Kriyashma, in Erechayim, Simen Samach Gimel, Sif Aleph, he brings both Perushim. Lahalacha, the Mishnah Brura Paskins, at the end of Chavik Beis, Simen Reish Lamed Tes, Sif Katan Vav, the Isser Godol Lishkav Aprakton, and he says that it's Koilul both ways. Sai, lying on one's back, Sai, lying on one's stomach. In the Shoina Halachis over there, from Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shliton, Simon Reish Lamites, Sif Gimel, he says that it's Muchach in the Gemara, that even lying down without sleeping is Osir. Not only sleeping is Osir, when one is aparkid, but even lying down without sleeping is also usur. What he means is that since you see that the Gemara asked, Eini v'ha'amar av Yosef prakton lo yikra kriyashma, kriyashma hudu lo yikra ha'migna shaper dami, the Gemara says that Rav Shua ben Levi was layet aman dekoni aparkid, frek the Gemara, but Rav Yosef said, prakton lo yikra kriyashma, so it sounds like only kriyashma is a problem, but sleeping is okay. Why didn't the Gemara just answer? Rav Yosef is talking about when a person is awake. And when a person is awake, you don't have the isser of sleeping aparkid, but there's a new isser, even though he's awake, not to say kriyashma like that. Vice dice that Rabbi Shua ben Levi's halacha does not only apply to sleeping. It applies even to lying, even without sleeping. So, frek the Gemara, if Rabbi Shua ben Levi is saying that even lying down is usur, so then where is it, what do you need, where is it ever negei Rabbi Yosef's halacha of praktum layikur kriyishma? Anyway, you're not even allowed to lie down like that. And the Shoina halacha says, that v'chein he'idu b'shem marin achazanish, that even lying down when a person is awake without sleeping is also usur when he's aparkid. to see more about this discussion, whether or not it's usur for one to lie down when he's awake, when he's aparkid, take a look in Tshuvis Oz Nidmaru Chelik Vav Simin Nun. Next inyan, the Gemara says that Itmar Bodka Be'ed HaBodukla V'tochsei B'yarecho L'machar Motza Oleh Adam Omar Rav Tmeya Nida. So Rashi's girsa is that the dam was found on her, and she's Tmeya Nida Tumav Adois, that we assume that the dam came onto her Yerech from the aid, and not that it came Me'alma. Toisus and Dimura Maskel V'tochsei B'yarecho says, Perush B'makayim She'ein Dam HaMekar Yochay Lipal Sham. Where was she tachsei b'yarecha, in a place where it's not possible for the dam hamakor to come to fall there? The Bach explains, based on the Mishnah later on at the beginning of Araya Kesem, that there are places on the Yerech which are keneged beis haturfa, within like the inside of her legs, whereas there's places on the Yerech like on the outside or v'alat stodin. Mikanu Mikan, the front and the back of her legs, over there, that's not Keneged Beis HaTorfa, and that's where we're talking about. She was Tachsei B'Yarecha, and the dam was found on her, where? In a place where the dam HaMekar could not have fallen. So why is it necessary for Tosis to say that the case has to be that the dam was not Nimtzal Yarecha in a place that the dam HaMekar could have fallen? So says the Maram, because if the dam was in a place that dam hamakor yochel lipel sham, so then typically that she's tameya anyway, mishum kesem. The whole shaila in the Gemara is she tameya? Do we say that the dam came from the aid onto her yerech, or do we say it came me'alma? Forget the aid. She's tameya anyway, mishum kesem. Therefore, Taisus needs to say, no, there's no issue of kesem over here. Mitzad hilchus ksamim, it's not keneged beis hatorfa. And mitzad kesem, there would be no issue. The whole issue is, but maybe it came from the aid. Comes along the chidud halachis, and he's matmiya. He doesn't bring the maram, but he's matmiya on such a pshat that, how could you say that? The issue in our Gemara, as we said in the first chelik of the shir, is she tameya nida? Or is she not Tamei Anida? We're dealing with a Tuma Vadoyis. We're dealing with a Tuma Dairais over here. Because when a woman makes a Bedika, so then we Neman that there was a Hargasha. So what the Tzad, that it came from the aid, it makes her a Tamei Anida, a Tuma Vadoyis, that we're even going to be Seirif the Truma. Whereas, If it's just a kesem, then it's only a tumah drabanan. So what's the Maram saying? Anyway, she's tamei mishum kesem. But over here, we're dealing with a tumah dairaisa. What's pshat in the Maram? The Teretz is very gishmak, that the Maram is going l'shitasai, because in Shuvis, Maram, Milublin, and Simon Beis, the Maram holds that when a woman makes a bedika and she didn't have a hargosha, so then it only has a din of a kesem. The Maram learns like that pshat that we mentioned in the first chelik of the shir on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis, that when the Gemara says la'olam dargisha, it means la'olam, we're talking about a case where she says that she had a hargasha. Ve'emor hargashas eid havoy just, we can say that if it's ogul, it was hargashas eid. The Maram holds, but what would be if she didn't say that she had a hargasha by regular bedika, where she didn't say that she had a hargasha, then she's not going to be tameya. So therefore, the Maram can't learn that the tameya nida of our Gemara means a tuma dairaisa. Rather, the Maram's going to have to learn, like it says in the Sefer Shari Tzion and Simon Chavav, Anaf Aleph Ois Ches, a gewaldige chiddush, that even the chilik between tameya nida and tamei and mishum kesem is not whether it's deiraisa or drabanon, like we learned. Either way, it's drabanon. Mishum nida means it's a tuma vadois midrabanon, and mishum kesem means a tuma sofik midrabanon, and there's such a thing as a tuma vadois midrabanon that you're soir of the truma. Mashenke mishum kesem is a tuma sofik yuvaldege chidushim ayin sham. But the point that we're saying is that the Maram l'shitasa is very geschmack, because the Maram in Chuvis, Maram Lublin, says klar that when a woman makes the bedika, that, and then she finds dam, it only has a din of a tumas kesem. Memela, the Maram l'shitasa says geschmack of pshat and taisis, that it can't be that we're talking about that the dam was nimsal yurecha in a place that's dam amikar yochay lipa el sham, because then anyway she's tame mishum kesem. But the way we're learning the sugya, we have mekayris to that from the Rashba in Bayez Zayin Shar Dalid in Dibur Hamaschil Garcinon Meperakol Ayad, that he has a tzad to learn the Mishnah's din that says that their tamein vivadai, that their chayev a carbon, is by Bodka Be'et She'enai Boduk law, and it's going according to Rebbe that holds Tameo Nida. The Mishnah says you're Chayev a Karban. So obviously Rebbe's halach of Tameo Nida is a Dairaisa. So, Aibazoi, and the Pshad is, like we said, the Rashba. We mentioned the Rashba in Mishmeres HaBayis over there in Bayezai in Shar Dalid, that says that when a woman makes a Bedika, even though she doesn't have a hargosha, we assume that she had a hargosha. So, why is Tosfos saying that it has to be that the dam was nimsa in a place, she'ein dam hamakar yochay lipayl sham? Zokta chaviz das in simen kuf tzadi siv katan chaf zer gishmak, that if the dam would be nimsa in a place that's dam hamakar yochay lipayl sham, so Kineged the Cheskas Dam Ba Behargosha, which says Tenem on that the dam came from the Bedika, there's a Chazaka de Meikara saying that let's push off that dam that came from the Mekara till the last possible moment. So if she made a Bedika yesterday and now she finds dam on herself today, so we should, the Chazaka the Meikara says, assume that the dam just dripped out from the Mekor onto her Yerach now. So if the dam would be Nimtza B'makim Shedam HaMekor Yochai Lipel Sham, so then why would she be Temeya Nida Dairaisa? It should be a Suffolk, because you have a Cheskas Dam Ba B'Hargasha Keneged the Chazaka the Meikara. Therefore, Rashi says, no, therefore Taisa says, it's b'makim shein dam ha-mekar yochay lipayl sham. There's no tzad that it could have come from the mekar as a kesem onto her yerech. The only tzad is that it came me'alma. Me'mela, since you have a cheskas damim sham, you have a vadai, a geshmaka tzad that it came from the place that's cheskas damim sham, and the other tzad is only a tzad that it came me'alma. So it's, we assume that the dam came from the aid onto her yerech and not me'alma, but together ein sofik meitzi midei vadai. Next inyan, we mentioned in the first chelik of the shir that according to Rashi Shita, we're talking about that it was nimtza al yerecha, and the Rashman Teres Abaya says that according to Rashi, it means it was nimtza al yerecha ve'al ha'aid, and the only time it's Tomei is only if it was nimsa ki grisva oid, but if it's ogol and it's less than a grisva oid, will be toilin amachailis. And then he brings, but the Rambam in Perek Dalid, Mehilchas Yisurei Bi Alocha Yotes, holds that even if it's less than a gris, it's also going to be Tomei. So it's Mashman the Rashba that even when it's nimsa al yurecha vi al ho'ed, still the Rambam is mitamei when it's less than a gris va'oid. And the shaila is why. So in the first chelik of the shir, we said a hezber based on the Rashba's lashon of raglayim ledavar shabod kabay. However, based on the shach in simen kuf tzadi sivkotin mem gimel and the taz over there in sivkotin chav dalid, we can say another pshat that the Rambam is going l'shitasai, because the Rambam holds in perek tes mehilchas yisurei bia halacha vav that there's a chilik between a kesem hanimsa al-besara and a kesem hanimsa al-bigdeha. Shakesam animtsal besara ein loy shir. Vanimtsal habeged einoy mitame ad sheyek kegris hakilki. The Rambam says that a kesem hanimtsal besara has no shear of a gris. And the Hagois Maimonides says over there, b'shem Rabbeinu Simcha, Rabbeinu Simcha kosa v'dib k'dibrei ha-mechaber sh'afilu pachos mi k'ein chardol t'meya sh'kol ha-guf k'boduk hu eitzel dam ma'achaylis. He says a gevaldike chiddush pshat in the Rambam that the whole guf is k'boduk eitzel dam ma'achaylis. The Chavis Das is bothered with Rabbeinu Simcha, that how could he say that our Gemara's mashma that it's only Oisai Makayim is Kabaduk Eitzel Machayles? That's a kasha. But Al Kolponim, maybe that Gois Maimonis means that Oisai Makayim is Baduk, that there's no Machayles near Bechlal. Mashayinkain on the rest of the Guf, maybe there are Machayles, but it's Loi Shchichi. It's not the same Darga, but Al Kolponim, Machaylesin on a Guf are Loi Shchiach. So therefore, the Rambam Lishitosei holds that since, even if it was Nimsa al Yerecha also, but we don't need a Shir Gris, because the Rambam Lishitosei holds that a Kesem al Besara, we're not Taila in a Machailis. And the Tor brings over here in Simkuf Tzadi, Sif Lamed Hey, also, that the Rosh agrees with the Rambam that in this case, by Bodka Beda Bodukla Vitochse Biyarecha, and then she found Dam that it's Tame even when it's less than a gris. That also stems good Lashitase, because the Beis Yosef brings at towards the beginning of Simon Kuvtsadi in Sifov that it's Mashma from the Lashon of the Rosh in Parakaraya Kesem in Simon Beis that a kesem hanimtzal besara has no shear like the Rambam Shita, and would come out good taisis l'shitasam, because taisis on daf nun chesam and aleph and dibur amaschol keshura, the way the Divrei Chamudais learns up taisis, the Divrei Chamudais is in Parakaraya Kesem ois tesvav, he learns up in Shitas HaTaisis over there that taisis holds that there is a din shear by a kesem al besara. And that's why Tosis by us says that by this kesem that's nimsa al yerecha v'al ho'ed, you need a shir kegris v'oid. It's interesting that Rashi by us in Dibra Maschul Tamei Nida just discusses that sad, did it come from the eid al yerecha or did it come me alma? Rashi doesn't discuss that sad ma'achaylis. So you could say that Rashi is relying on what Tosis says that we're talking about over here where it's a gris v'oid, but it's awesome in Rashi. It's more geschmack to say that Rashi's going l'shitasai. The last Rashi in Parakaraya Kesem says, Avol b'kesem sh'al chaluka k'gris v'oid ba'inon. It's meduyik heitiv in Rashi that a kesem al besara has no shear gris like the Rambam Shita, and that's why there's no mention in Rashi that over here it has to be k'gris v'oid, because since it's al besara, so we're not toila in a ma'achaylas. Next ta'ara, Tosis said that the case of Vodka Bedak Bodukla, Vitachse Biyarecho, Lumachar, Motzol Leo Dam, has to be talking about Bimokim Shein Dam Amakar Yochai Lipoil Shom. As we explained from the Chavis Das, because if it would be a Mokim Shein Dam Amakar Yochai Lipoil Shom, so then Keneged the Cheskas Dam Bobahar Gosha, you have a Chazaka Domeikara saying that the dam came now, so she would not be Temeo Nida. However, if you look in the Rashba and Teres HaBayis, in Bayis Zion, Shar Dalit, it's Mavur, that he learns that it did fall in a place, Shadam Amakar Yochai Lipoil Sham, because he brings Rashi, that Shanimsa Adam Biyarecha, Perish Leperusha, Shanimsa Be'ed Ubi Yarecha, Ulurabusa Nakte, Veloimar Da'afal Gabdi Nimsa Gam Biyarecha, even though it was found on her Yarech also, Ein Oimrim Damze Biyarecha Hoya, Umi Menu Nidbak Be'ed, we don't say that this dam was on her Yarech, and from there it got onto the aid. V'loy t'tame mishum nida ela mishum kesem k'din dam hanimsa v'yarecha levad. We don't say that. Kima debodka be'aid v'nimsa olav dam v'aday migufa asu k'v'aday mashvinon lo. Says the Rashba that if we would say that the dam came from the yarech onto the aid, then she would only be t'meya mishum kesem. According to Taisvis, no. Yeah, we're talking about that the dam is in a place that it couldn't be a kesem. On the side that it came from the Yerach, it wouldn't be Tomei Bechlal, it came Me'alma. You see from the Rashba Klar that it's talking about that the dam was Nimsa in a place that the dam HaMakor could have fallen there, and on the side that it came from the Yerach, it would be a kesem. So the Kasha is that, how do we understand the Rashba Shita? So why she taka Tomei Onida? Why, Taka, don't you clear that maybe it came from the Mekar as a Kesem? Bishlama, if your other tzad is that maybe it came May Alma. So the tzad that it came from the Mekar, there's Cheskas Domim Shom. So that's a much better tzad than to say that it came. To say that it came May Alma. It's a Gether Vein Sofik Might Simi Dei Vadai. But if the other tzad is that it came from the Mekar, it just came from the Mekar. And just that it's a kesem, so why should I say that it came more al yedei bedika than to say that it's a kesem? So I was thinking to say that since cheskas dam ba behargosha, so it's better to say that it came al yedei argosha than to say that it's a kesem. But lemaisa, we have the svar of the Beis Yosef that says that there's a raglayim ledavar. Since she didn't feel that hargosha, so if we're able to be toiling something else, we're toiling it. So since she didn't feel this hargosha, so why don't we say that it's a kesem? So the Sefer Rishimis Shiurim in Simon Chav Ches Oisvav says a svara that since the aid came to a place where Tshaycho Shchicha Dam, it came to the Prozdor, so we should be toila that it came from a bedika and not through another way, which is only begeder a mikra. And he says that kesem is considered a mikra. Because l'chayra, even dam, that's nimsa al hayerach, keneged ha-mikar, it's not considered to be a makim that shaycha be'damim, like a praizdar. The praizdar is the makim ha-dam. Cheskas damim sham. The yerech is not the makim ha-dam, it's a mikre that could have happened that the dam was naitif from the mikar onto that place. So if we have two choices, should we say that it came al yedei bedika in the prozdor, which is actually the makim hadam, or should we say that the dam came came onto the yerech al yedei netifa from the mikar? We're gonna faster be toila in the bedika rather than saying that it's a kesem. Next ta'ara, Rashi and Tosis both say that by the case of bodka be'ed she'enai bodaklov hinichasei bekufso l'machar matzo alav dam, says Rashi that over here we didn't say tachsei bi'arecha, because then it would be a double, a trace faking the kula, it would be a sveik sveika. First of all, maybe it didn't come from the aid al yerecha, and even if you say it did come from the aid, but maybe since it was ene bodukla, maybe the dam came from before. Rabbi Kiva Eger speaks out that even though by aid ha bodukla, where she was tachse bi yerecha, she's temeya nida bevadai, we don't say that maybe it came me alma, we nem on that it came from the aid, but it's still mitztarif to the suffix of that maybe the dam came from before by HNA Bodukla to make a sveik sveika. The Mishkanes Yaakov in Yeridea Simulam Mitzayin brings a raya from here that we don't need for the two sveikas to be shkulim. Even if one suffix is muhra lechumra through a roiv or uchidayme, it's still mitztarif for a sveik sveika. Because you see over here that even though the tzafik, did it come from the aid al yerech, or did it come me alma, we're machria that it came from the aid, it's a tumas nida vadois, but still the tzad me alma could still be mitztarif with the tzad that it came mikami before the bedika to make a sveik sveika. Take a look also in the Pnei Yeshua, in Ksubis Daftesim and Aleph, on Tosfos Dibur HaMaschil V'Yibayisema, about this inyan. And Lahalacha, the Shulchan Aruch, in Simakuf Tzadi, Sifla Mitzayin, Paskins, like this Rashi, that if you beat Bodka Be'et Sheinai Bodukla, And she would also be tachse b'yarecha, she would be tahira. But the shach over there is matmiya on that halacha in Sifkatan Mem Hei, that he says, how does the Mechaber know that Rashi meant that when that if there would be a sveik sveika, she would be tahira legamri? Maybe Rashi just means that if there would be a sveik sveika, she wouldn't be tameya mishum nida, she would only be tamei mishum kesem. But who gave the Shulchan Aruch the right to say that she would be tahira legamri, ayin sham and arichus in the shach? Next ha'ara, what exactly is considered an eid ha'baduk, and what's considered an eid she'enei baduk? Tosis at the top of Yudalad Amid Bey says that an eid she'enei baduk lo nira lefarish to yoda shahayonaki lifnei yoyma yoymayim, she knows that it was clean a day or two ago. Va'ato b'shas bedika not losay mimakem amutzna, now b'shas bedika she took it from a makem hamutzna v'loy bodka ha'eid, but she didn't check the aid before the bedika. That's called einai bodukla. Avol ein nira lefarish loy hoya boduk mei oylam. Debaha loy hoya rebi machzik tuma vaday. Tosis says it can't be that it was never checked, because then Rebbe would never say that she's Tamei Avada. It must be it was checked. She put it in a Mokai Mutzna, but she didn't recheck it immediately before the Bedika, and that's considered an Eid She'enei Baduklo. The Ramban also says, like Tosfos, that that's considered Eid She'enei Baduklo. The Rashba in Teres HaBayis, Bayis Zayin Shar Dalid, argues and says, no way, once the aid is baduk etzla mitchila harehein la'olam becheskas bedukin ad sheteida sheyotzu mecheskason she'ein toilim la'olam b'mikra she'ein ayodua. Dr. Rashba, no. Once a woman checked the aid, it always remains in its cheskas being baduk, unless we know that it left its becheskas. We're never toile in a mikra she'ein ayodua, and the Rashba has kashis on the Shita of Tosis and the Ramban from various Gemaras later on. Therefore, the Rashba says, Elonira Lisha Zehu Eid She'enei Baduk. Eid She'enei Baduk means Kol Shehinei Tlasai Mimakei Mutzna, anything that she takes from a hidden place, Shedarkon Shal Noshim Lahatznia Ulahachin Lohen Eidim, a place where it's the Derech of Noshim to keep their Eidim, Ve'enon Mailichais Oisei Bashuk, and they don't bring them to the shuk, and they're not oisik with them biksamim. Mishum hachi have mitami bohen rabbi mishum nida ki ilu bad kasahi. Rabchia chayshish loy mitami mishum kesem. Doritva also says al derech the Rashba, he calls it that it was taken from a makim beinani, meaning it's not a place that she didn't check it, but it's not like she took it from an ashba or was tam an aid that was mizdamin lo babayis. We're talking about it was in a place where Noshim usually keep their Eidim. So she bought an Eid, she put it in this Mokai Mutzna, she never checked it. Rebbe holds that that's Ki'ilu Bad Kasayhi, he's Metame Mishum Nida, and Rab Chia is only Metame Mishum Kesem. But had she actually checked it once, even a day or two in advance, and she never rechecked it, Zok Rashba Vada, that would be considered an Eid HaBodukla. Next Indian, how do we paskin la halacha by the case of Bodka Be'eid She'enei Bodukla V'nichase Be'kufso L'machar Motzo Lov Dam? We have three shitas in the Gemara. We have the shita of Rebbe, that's Metami Mishum Nida. We have the shita of Rab Chiyo, that's Metami Mishum Kesem. We have the shita of Rab Yosi, that's Metar Legamri, according to Shitas HaToysis. Rabbeinu Chananel holds that even Rab Yosi, that's mitar, does not mean he's mitar legamri. It means that he's mitar mishum nidah, but he's mitame mishum kesem. But most Rishonim hold, and that's the pashtus of the Gemara, they say on Daf Nun Tesem at Beis, is that Rab Yosi's mitar legamri by ha'isha shahisa oisa tzrocheha, and since the Gemara is toile eichenei bodukla in that machloikis, so it sounds like over here also he's mitar legamri, and there's three shitas. So it's interesting. The Rambam in Parak Dalit, Halacha Yutesma, Hilchos Yisurei Bia, paskins like Rebbe that she's Tamei Anida. The Ravid in Balei HaNefesh and Shar HaKsamim in Siman Gimel paskins like Rav Chiya that she's Tameya Mishum Nida, and the Rashba is Matmiya on both of them, that by when it comes to Aisha Shaisa Aisa Tzrachel, we paskin like Rav Yossi. That's Mitayer Ligamri. Like the Gemara says on Daf Nun Tesa Midbeis, Omar Shmuel, Vamilo Om Rabbi Huda, Omar Shmuel, Halacha Krab Yosi, V'chein Oiri Le Rabbi Abba, Lukala, Halacha Krab Yosi. So we paskin by Hoisha Shoiset Rachel like Rabbi Yosi, since the Gemara was Toila, these two plucked this in one another. So how could the Rambam and the Ravid paskin that over here she's either Tameya Mishum Nido, Tameya Mishum Kesem? Therefore, the Rashba argues and says that over here also she is Tahira Legamri. Bidas, the Rambam, the Magid Mishnah says in Perak Dalid, Mehilchas Yisurei Bia Halacha Yotes, that although Rab Zera was Toila, these two plucked this in one another, but B'Sever Rabbeinu, Da'af Agav D'Bahid, Ohisha Shiyoset Zerachel, Halacha K'Rab Yosi, K'moshe Yisbayar Perakei Halacha Yotzayin, the Rambam paskins like Rab Yosi over there, Baha halacha kerebi, to rabchia nami mitami lo mishum kesem, velav ha baha talya, ela dekimle le rab zera, to rebi sphere like rab meir beahiv rab yaisi ozil lishitasai. That's what rab zera held. Aval anan kaimalon baha kerab yaisi defsika hilchasa kavosei, uvaha kerebi de halacha kemaisai mechaveroi. Since the Gemara on daf, nun testament based passings like rab yaisi, and the klal in Shas is that halacha kerebi mechaveroi. So la halacha, we don't hold like Rab Zera's tliya of these two pluktis in one another. We paskin like Rab Yosi by Ha'isha Shaisa Isa Tzrachel that she's Tahira Legamri. And over here we paskin that halacha kerebi mechaveroi. The Ravid will hold al derech zeh. He says that since the Gemara was shakil v'tari Aliba de Rab Chiya, so that shows that we paskin like Rab Chiya. There are many other mahalchim in the Achroinim to be miyashiv this stira in the Rambam, that how could he paskin like Rebbe over here, that she's Tameya Mishum Nida, and yet in Perakei Halacha Yud Zayin, by Ha'isha Shoisa Tzrachel, he paskins like Rab Yosi. How could he be Mezakesh Dara LeBeitrei, like the Rashba S, Ayin, B'divrei Ha'achroinim, many mahalchim in the Rambam.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.